This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. I'm joined today by Yadar Binyamini, the music director of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here.
We are so glad to have you and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra back on Interlochen's campus for your annual summer residency. Let's talk about the Detroit Symphony Orchestra program. And the three pieces the DSO are playing on that program are just, they're all just masterpieces of orchestral colors and storytelling. I love the program already, and I haven't even heard it. Let's start with this Omar Overture by Rhiannon Giddens and Michael Abels. This is one that's newer to me, probably going to be newer to the audience.
Michael Abels is one of my favorite contemporary composers. And he's composer in residence in Detroit. I strongly wanted him in Detroit. I love his music. He's an incredible talent, and he's a very nice and smart person. Omar Overture is a very enjoyable piece with this kind of atmosphere, African atmosphere, with a special instrument like African drum, djembe, and there is an incredible long solo, and the viola part. We have our principal viola, Eric Nowling, is incredible. He's one of the best violists in the world, and I'm lucky to have him in Detroit.
Now, the rest of the program has two more beloved pieces on it, The Sorcerer's Apprentice and Scheherazade. So we have The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Now, are the bassoons ready? This is the bassoon piece.
Yes, it's true. And every time when we do audition for bassoon, we have this part because it's very, very important. Every time I have the opportunity to conduct this piece, my mind goes in the Walt Disney movie Fantasia, no?
Yes, with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very good piece, and sometimes people think that it's easy, but it's an extremely difficult piece. And every time is a little challenge. Maybe not for the DSO, because they are great.
So we start the program with the Omar Overture, which features the viola prominently. We have The Sorcerer's Apprentice, which sort of stars the bassoon. And then finally on the program, we have Scheherazade, Rimsky-Korsakov. I mean, it's not technically a violin concerto.
Almost.
It's almost. And Interlochen alum Kim Kennedy, who is the associate concertmaster, will be playing the part of Scheherazade.
Yeah, she will be Scheherazade.
And God, the orchestration of this piece, it's just one of my favorites.
It's an incredible piece. And everyone, I think that everyone like this incredible masterpiece. Kim plays extremely, extremely well all the solo part. And she has an incredible talent, and she is so dedicated to the music. And I love her attitude. The most tricky part is that we have two melodies in all the piece, and Rimsky-Korsakov was able to compose 40 minutes of music with two melodies, and every time it sounds like a new melody, because he was an incredible master of of composing, and he knew every instrument. There is nothing that the instrument can't do technically, but of course it's a very technical piece. The part of the violin part is almost a soloistic, a concerto, and but we have several solos for all the instruments, for bassoon too, for clarinet too, and the last part is a very virtuoso part, so fast, and they enjoy every moment, and I enjoy their energy and their joy to make music together.
Now let's talk about the Sunday night concert, the side-by-side with the World Youth Symphony Orchestra and members of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. I'll be honest, this is one of my favorite concerts every summer when you have the DSO musicians side-by-side with the high school musicians. How do the DSO musicians feel about this arrangement?
They are extremely happy. They wanted to do that. And they are very happy also to have the opportunity to do masterclasses for young musicians before the concert. The best part for me is rehearsing with all of them, with my musicians and with the young musician together. And you can feel that they want to share every detail with the young musician. And every time when we start that rehearsal, the first minutes, I can see the faces of the young musician. They are a little scary because they have this kind of great musician side by side. But after a few minutes, everything changed because my musicians, they love to do that. And they make them very comfortable. They don't want to play instead of them. They want to play together. With them, and I see every time my musician that try to tell them, please play more, do it, you can do it. Maybe some very difficult part, and they explain something, and then they say, do it, play, don't worry, and this is the right attitude to enjoy the music and to have the opportunity to absorb. Part of the knowledge that they have there, close to them.
One thing that's so impressive about this side-by-side concert is that the solos are always played by the student musicians.
Of course.
It's not, we're not putting the DSO folks take a,
take
a back seat.
This is the meaning. They support them. They try to help them if they need some help. And but the meaning is that they have to play their own part. There is no one that arrives here to play instead of principals of the young orchestra. Maybe they can tell them some suggestion or some little tricks sometimes to play something in a different way. But the meaning is that they play their part and my musicians support them.
What is it that keeps you and the DSO coming back to Interlaken every year?
So, you know, it's a very big opportunity for me, for sure, and for my musicians to share the music with the new generations. I'm very happy to give them all my energy because in every year in this week, I have a lot of energy from these young musicians. And of course, it's a very demanding week because also the program is pretty challenging, so demanding pieces. But I'm always so surprised when we arrive at the end of the week. They grow in a very fast way, and they are very happy to absorb everything from me, and I'm very happy to understand that I'm helpful for them, for sure. But they give me a lot of energy, and this is the most important part of my job.
It is a different process than working with a professional orchestra.
Yeah, it's different, but not totally different. Of course, the process is more or less the same. Of course, I have to explain more details for a young musician because they don't have experience. And I hope that after this week they can have more experience than before. And of course, the process is a little, I don't want to say slower, but I have to work maybe more deeply and to start, of course, in just for the knowledge. They need to understand the style of music. They need to understand who is the composer. They need to understand everything. And this is my job, and I like to involve everyone in the literature of the piece, the culturally, and it's a very interesting and so I think helpful process for them and for me too.
For these high school musicians in the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, most of them are playing these pieces for the first time in their lives, and they don't come in with any preconceived notion of how they might play them compared to the professionals who might have played them several times.
Yeah, this is a good question, because it's probably the most important point of the process during rehearsal, because of course this week we have Porgy and Bess and Price Symphony Number 3, and Porgy and Bess is a very demanding piece, very hard, but mostly they know the music, and this kind of music is in your culture, and more than mine for sure. But the process is a little easier in Porgy and Bess than Price. Price is a pretty uncommon piece. I'm lucky because I had the opportunity to conduct this piece in Detroit with my orchestra, and I studied the piece very deeply. I had the opportunity to listen to this piece very well played. And of course, with the young musicians, I have to explain everything, also about the style, also about the kind of sound we have to have in this kind of music. And of course, it's a very interesting process, and I think that I hope they like the job, and for sure after this week they will be, I hope, different.
Yes, playing a Price symphony takes a different ear, I suppose, than say a Beethoven symphony or of Mahler course. Or Rachmaninoff. But then again, you don't play Beethoven with the same.
Yeah, of course. They have to understand that every music has a different style and different sound too. For example, if we have to play forte or fortissimo in Porgy and Bess, it's not the same in Price, and it's not the same in Mahler or Beethoven. And the using the bow, doing a crescendo or diminuendo or something like that, is very different for every composer and every time of the classical music. So this is the meaning. They have to understand the differences between different composers and different music. Different style, of course. Porgy is American music, but it's completely different from Price. And also the mood and the feeling is completely different. And I'm trying to explain and to share with them all of these things.
What's fascinating, too, is that this Porgy and Bess suite and the Price Symphony Number 3 were composed within, 5 or 10 years of each other? They're near contemporaries, and yet they're so different.
It's very impressive to think that, for me too, to think that they are more or less in the same time, but it seems two different worlds.
Yadar Binyamini conducts the Detroit Symphony Orchestra at Interlaken on Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and the World Youth Symphony Orchestra with members of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra Sunday at 7:30 p.m. You can attend in person or listen live here on Classical IPR. Yadar Binyamini, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you. It was a joy.
Support for this edition of Studio A came from Christy Lesperance, Christine Roberts, Scott Clemens, and Gracie Westergaard. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.
Studio A is a production of Interlochen Public Radio, part of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlochenpublicradio.org.